May 20, 1928 Divine Messengers. The Celestial Circular. The acts done in the divine will form the ecstasy of the Creator. Necessity of the continuation of acts. How they form many hours to call for the dawn. The Virgin, Dawn of Redemption. I was concerned because of a circular I received from the House of the Divine Will, so much wanted by Venerable Father Di Francia, and so longed for by him, who did not have the consolation of seeing it completed and opened for the purpose wanted by him. And now, finally, according to what the circular said, the day of its completion, probably near, was arising. So I thought to myself, is it really true that it is will of God for me to go there? And will the members of this house be the true little daughters of the divine will? Will they be the beginning of the rising of the divine era of the kingdom of the supreme fiat upon earth? But while I was thinking of these and other things, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, each saying, work and sacrifice done in my will is to obtain its divine kingdom. There are many messengers sent to the celestial fatherland, which carry the divine circular and make it circulate through all the saints, the angels, the sovereign queen and the creator himself, giving to each one the task to prepare the different things that are needed for a kingdom so holy, so that everything may be done with decorum, with decency and with divine nobility. So, all the inhabitants of the divine fatherland, with this celestial circular in their hands, all get down to work to fulfill their task, and prepare each thing entrusted to them. So, the circular from earth echoes the celestial circular, and heaven and earth move, occupying themselves only with the purpose of the kingdom of my divine will, the earth, with all that is needed in the natural order, the celestial court, with all that pertains to the supernatural order. It seems that heaven and earth hold hands and compete with each other, to see who hastens more to prepare a kingdom so holy. If you knew what value one act done in my will contains, how it can move heaven and earth, how it can open its way everywhere. It places itself in communication with everyone, and obtains everything that was not obtained through all other acts together, and for centuries. These acts are not one sun, but as many suns for as many acts as are performed, which form the refulgent and radiant day of the kingdom of my will upon earth. The acts done in it are spurs to the Supreme Being. They are magnets that attract it. They are sweet chains that bind it. They are raptures in which the creature has the power to form the ecstasy of her Creator who, enraptured as though in a sweet sleep by the ecstasy formed by his beloved creature, concedes that which he wanted to give for many centuries, but he had not found the one who, sending him into raptures with his own divine power, would be the capturer of the kingdom of his divine will. As the creature moves in my fiat and forms her act, God feels enraptured, and in his sweet drowsiness, he feels disarmed and conquered, and the creature becomes the winner over her creator. With these preparations it happens as to a groom who, having to marry, prepares the house, the bedroom, and all the objects which are needed so that nothing may be lacking to him. Then he goes on with the attire for the wedding, and the invitations are sent out. All this makes the groom decide to carry out what he himself wanted. But if nothing is prepared, the groom takes time and never makes up his mind. And he himself feels embarrassed, and says to himself, I must marry, and I don't have a house, I don't have the bed in which to sleep, I don't have the attire to appear as a groom, what impression will I make? And by necessity he gives up any thought of becoming a spouse. In the same way, these preparations, the acts done in my will, the circulars are spurs which move my will to come and reign in the midst of creatures, and my knowledges are like the groom who comes to marry the creatures with new bonds, just as they came out of our creative hands. Afterwards, I was feeling tired, exhausted from the privations of my sweet Jesus. I felt that my poor and little soul could take no more without the one in whom I had centered all my hopes and my whole life. Without him, everything I did, which was taught to me by Jesus, seemed to be a game, prayers from the imagination, not of glory for God. And so I felt such listlessness in doing my round, that I could barely go on. But while, exhausted, I continued my round, I felt Jesus sustaining me and pushing me from behind, telling me, "My daughter, continue on, do not want to stop. You must know that everything has been determined by the Supreme Being, prayers, acts, pains, sighs, which the creature must do in order to obtain that which we ourselves want to give her, and which she longs to receive. So, if these are not performed, the longed-for sun does not rise from us in the midst of the long night of the human will, to form the day of the kingdom of the divine fiat. This is why many times it happens that many acts and prayers are done, and nothing is obtained. But then, because of another little sigh and prayer, one obtains what he so much longed for. Was it perhaps the last act to obtain the deed of grace? Ah, no. It was the continuation of all the acts and prayers. And if one sees that he obtains through that last act, it is because that one was needed to complete the number established by us. So, if you want to receive the kingdom of the divine will, do not stop. Otherwise, since the long chain of acts that reaches the throne of God would be missing, you will not obtain that which you want, and which we want to give. The acts are like the hours that form the day or the night. Each hour has its place. Some hours form the evening, others the deep night, others the dawn, others the rising of the sun, others the full day. And if it is the midnight hour, in vain would one expect to see the sunrise. It is necessary that at least the dawn come to court the nearing day, to be able to see the majesty of the sun which dispels the darkness with its empire of light, and putting an end to the night, beats all of nature and makes it rise again in its light and heat, molding everything with its beneficial effects. Now, is it perhaps the dawn that has all the honor for making the sun rise? Ah, no. The dawn has been the last hour, but if the other hours had not preceded it, the dawn could never have said, "I am she who calls for the day." Such are the acts and prayers to obtain the rising of the day of the kingdom of my divine will. They are like many hours, and each one has its place of honor. And they hold hands in calling the radiant sun of my divine will. The final act can be like the dawn. And if it is not done, the dawn will be missing, and it is useless to hope that its day of light may soon arise upon the earth, which, molding and warming everything, more than sun, will make its beneficial effects and its divine regime felt, a regime of light, of love and of sanctity. The same happened in redemption. Redemption did not come for many centuries, because the patriarchs and the prophets found themselves with their acts in the night hours, and longed for the day from afar. As the Queen Virgin came, she formed the dawn, and embracing all the night hours together, she made the day of the Word arise upon earth, and redemption was accomplished. Therefore, do not stop. The series of acts is so necessary, that there is the risk that, if not all of them are performed, the desired good cannot be obtained.